愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
今天上午跟大家一起来啊，学习受苦的仆人。
This morning we'd like to study the topic, the suffering servant。
啊，在以赛亚书里面啊，有四段圣经在描写受苦的仆人。
There are four passages in the book of Isaiah that describes the suffering servant。
啊，其实就是在预言主耶稣来世界上。为人的受苦。
It is to prophesy about how Lord Jesus Christ will one day come to suffer in this world for us.
啊，当我们年轻的时候，我们所注重的是成就。
When we're young, we are pay a lot of attention to successes.
啊，但是当我们的年纪到一定程度，我们所注重的是意义与价值。
But when we mature in age, then we will start focusing more on meaningfulness.
啊，所以年轻人在感谢神，跟年纪大在感谢神，有时候不太一样。
And so, but youth give thanks to God for are very different from what older members thank God for.
年轻人在感谢神，感谢神的恩典，让我有一些成就。
So the youth might praise God for giving them some successes in life.
在学业上。
Maybe in their academic accomplishments.
毕业以后在事业上。
Maybe in their career.
有一些成就，我们要这样来感谢神。
They are proud of their accolades, so they praise God.
那这也是神的恩典。
And of course, this is a form of God's blessing.
但是让我们活久一点。
As we grow older,
我们开始想一个问题。
We start to ponder a question.
难道我的人生就是为着这样吗？
Is our life only this?
一直到死为止吗？
Until the day we die.
忽然间我们就想要怎么活得有价值。
And so we start to ponder how can we live a meaningful life?
有价值的人生才有意义。
Only if we have a meaningful life would be worthwhile.
当我们开始在思想这个问题。
And as we consider this question,
忽然间我们发现信仰非常重要。
And we realize that faith is very important to our lives.
因为人是神造的。
Because humans are created by God.
人只有在神里面可以找到他造我们要做什么。
Only if we are in Christ can we find God's specific will for our lives.
那这个目标找到了。
Once we have found this goal,
我们每一天活着就很清楚的努力的方向。
And every day we have a set goal that we can pursue after.
那活着就很有意义。
Then our daily living will be full of meaning.
很有价值。
It is full of precious value.
所以人一生活着不是只是为着赚很多钱，过得很舒服，死就完了，不是这样的。
So the purpose of living our lives is not to pursue pleasure and money, but to enjoy or to just enjoy our lives to the max and then die.
我们的意义应该跟神连上关系。
In order to have meaningful lives, we must connect ourselves to God.
我们的价值是由神来肯定的。
The value of our lives is determined and evaluated by God.
这个就是我们从信仰所能够认识的。
And this is something we can recognize through faith.
那当我们开始在思想我们人生的意义的时候，
As we continue to ponder deeply about the meaning of life,
忽然间我们发现服事是很重要的。
Suddenly, we also realize that service to God is very important.
服事让我们的生活充满着意义。
When we serve God, then we find meaning in our lives.
因为神造每个人都有一个目的。
Because God created every one of us for a specific purpose.
如果教会是一个身体。
If the church is the body of Christ.
身体的每一部分都有功能。
Then every part of this body will have its important task.
当我们在教会里面发挥神造我们的功能，这个就是我们生活的意义。
And if we are able to fulfill the function of our member in this body, then we have done what the Lord has willed of us.
那当我开始在想要服侍神，
As we consider how we can serve the Lord,
我们发现服侍的榜样就是主耶稣。
We find the model of servanthood in Jesus Christ himself.
我们先来看以赛亚书的42章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书的42章。
Isaiah 42.
四十二章的第一节。
Verse 1。
啊，看哪、啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，啊，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦人。
Verse 1, Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles.
啊，这里说我的仆人。
Here it says my servant.
啊，这个仆人当然是指着主耶稣。
Of course, this refers to Lord Jesus Christ himself.
啊，他是神的仆人。
He is a servant of God.
啊，所以他来世界啊，就是要服侍神。
And so he came into this world to serve God.
那下面说，他是我所扶持的。
Here it says he is the one I uphold.
就是主耶稣的服侍的背后，是有神在后面的。
That every service of Lord Jesus Christ is backed by God Himself.
他是神拣选。
He is chosen by God.
所以我们仔细看到这个主耶稣的服事、啊、都是以神为开始的。
And so all of the focal point of Jesus' ministry begins with God.
神拣选，神扶持，神喜悦，神的仆人。
God chose him, God supported him, God is pleased with him, and God remembers him.
那这个就是告诉我们、我们在服事神一个很重要的关键就是我们跟神的关系。
And so we must remember that when we serve God, we have to focus on our relationship with God Himself.
首先我们要确定神要我做什么。
First, we must find out what is the will of God in our lives.
所以保罗在归主的当中，他有两个问题。
So when Paul returned to God, he had two questions.
一个就是你要我为你做什么。
One was, what do you want me to do for you?
那这个问题啊，我们越早问啊，我们的生活越有意义。
The earlier we ask this question of God, the earlier we can make our lives meaningful.
你要我为你做什么？
What would you, God, want me to do in my life?
我们每个人都有理想。
Every one of us have our dreams and ideals.
但是最高的理想是什么？
But what is the highest aspiration?
最高的理想就是了解神要我做什么。
It is to understand what God has intended for our life.
然后我们努力去达到神要我们做这个目的。
So that we can fully fulfill this role or this will He has designed for my life.
所以有时候我们看到、有的人信主几十年了、生活没有目标。
And so,Some people meander through their life without any meaning or direction.
虽然他有来教会，
even though they come to church,
但是生活没有目标，
but they live without aim.
但从某一个层面来讲，这也是迷失。
And this is also being lost in the world.
因为我们不晓得我们要做什么。
When we do not know the direction of our life.
因此，我们需要向神问啊，你要我为你做什么？
So we must pray to ask God this question, what do you want me to do in my life?
那每一个年纪可能神要我们做的工作不太一样。
It could be that God has a different intention for every stage of our life.
圣经说有一个女先知叫亚拿。
There is a prophetess Anna recorded in the Bible.
她活到86岁。
She lived until the age of 86.
86岁能做什么？
What can an 86-year-old do?
你在教会里面86岁，你想要做弟兄姊妹大概也不忍心让你做。
If you are 86 years old today and you want to serve God, maybe other brothers and sisters would not want you to participate.
因为已经这么老了。
Because you are already so old.
年轻人这么多。
Because there are so many youth.
所以有的人一退就休了。
And so some people, when they retire, they do nothing.
一旦退休啊，什么都不管。
They don't care about anything anymore.
但是亚拿做什么？
But what did prophetess Anna do?
她昼夜禁食祷告。
Day and night, she fasted to serve the Lord.
原来她也是一个很有用的人。
And she became a very powerful servant of God.
在教会里面啊，常常在祷告。
She was constantly praying in the church.
用这样来侍奉神。
She used this way to serve God.
那以现在的话来讲，就是 每一次祷告会都看到她。
And we can say that in every prayer service, she will be there.
没有人的时候也看到她在祷告。
Even when there is no one else there, she will be there praying.
为什么？
Why?
因为这是她所能做的一件事情。
Because she has done all she could.
所以我们很希望能够看到每一个人能在教会里面能够发挥功用。
So it is God's desire that every one of us fulfill the mission He has given to each one of us.
神拣选我们是有目的的。
When He chose us specifically, there was a purpose.
那神是扶持主耶稣。
And so God upholds Jesus Christ. He is the one I uphold.
所以我们看主耶稣虽然什么都没有。
And so Lord, it seems like Lord Jesus had nothing.
但是他生命的最后的结果，他竟然能够把神托付的完成。
Yet at the conclusion of his life, he was able to fulfill the mission that had been entrusted to him.
他传道的第一句话，天国近了。
The firststatement he made as he proclaimed in his ministry was the kingdom of heaven is near.
他活在地上最后一句话，成了。
And then his last word when he passed away was, it is finished.
天国近了，就是他来的目的。
And when he first said that the kingdom of heaven is near, that expressed his purpose and his life.
就是完成了这个目的。
And when he said, it is finished, it meant that he had fulfilled and accomplished his mission.
所以他来有一个目的。
And so when he came, there was a purpose.
他死了，他完成了。
And that purpose was completed at his death.
这样的人生没有遗憾。
And this type of life is without, without regret.
虽然以世界上人的标准来讲，他什么都没有。
And though in the standard of the world, he had nothing to show for.
但是没有遗憾。
But there was no sad regrets.
因为神托付他完成了。
Because everything God entrusted to him, he accomplished.
那为什么他能够完成？
How is he able to accomplish it?
因为神在后面扶持他。
Because God is upholding him from behind.
所以不要想说我们什么都没有。
And so we must not think that we have nothing in our hands.
我能够为神做什么？
What can we do for God?
也不要想说我有很多，所以我能够为神做什么？
And don't think also that I have a lot to serve God with. What can I do for God?
保罗说，我不凭着肉体夸口。
Paul says, I do not boast of my flesh.
这个肉体啊，英文翻作 confident of flesh， 从外在的一些条件来的信心。
I have no confidence in my flesh. That is his worldly accomplishments or attributes.
我们在教会服事越久，我们越发现啊，这所谓的肉体在神的国里面，在服事人常常是没有什么功用作用的。
The longer we serve in the church, the more we realize that what we think is creditworthy in this world is actually nothing in front of God or in His kingdom.
那主耶稣能够做完，就是因为神在扶持他。
And Lord Jesus is able to accomplish His mission because God is upholding His work.
神给他智慧。
God gave him spiritual wisdom.
给他能力。
God gave him spiritual power.
给他恩典。
Gave him blessings.
所以他能够把神的工作做好。
And so he was able to accomplish his task very well.
所以这里说他是我所扶持的。
And so here it says he is the one whom I uphold.
好像尼希米。
Like Nehemiah.
他是一个酒政。
He was a cupbearer.
他怎么有办法回来重建圣城？
How is he able to come back and rebuild the city?
当他祷告以后。
After he prayed,
有一只看不见的手在扶持他。
The Bible records there is an invisible hand behind supporting him.
所以他就能够把工作完成。
And so he was able to accomplish a great task.
那这样的一个仆人是神所喜悦的。
And this type of servant is one whom God's soul delights.
好，那我们再回来看四十二章的第二节。
Let's turn back to Isaiah 42 verse 2.
以赛亚书四十二章的第二节。
Isaiah 42 verse 2.
说他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上的人听见他的声音。
Verse 2, he should not cry nor lift up nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
这里讲主耶稣的传道的服事神的过程当中啊，不增敬，不喧嚷，不扬声，人也听不见他的声音。
Here it records that during the ministry of Jesus, he did not cry out, lift up, or cause his voice to be heard in the street.
这个本身呢，在代表他的属灵的品质。
And this describes the beauty of his spiritual virtue and character.
这个是我们要追求的。
We should pursue to be likewise.
那这个代表什么？
What does this mean to us, this verse?
我们现在看马太福音的十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音的十二章。
Matthew chapter
12. 十三节。
Verse 13.
十二章十三节。
Matthew 12, verse 13.
于是对那人说，伸出手来，他把手一伸，手就复原的，和那只手一样。十四节。
Verse 14.
法利赛人商议出去，要怎么除灭耶稣。十五节。
Verse 15.
耶稣知道了，就离开那里，有许多人跟着他，他把其中有病的人都治好了。十六节。
Verse 16.
又嘱咐他们不要给他们传这个名。这里讲主耶稣充满 神的能力啊，行了很多神迹。
Here it says that Lord Jesus was filled with the power of God. He showed many miracles and signs.
然后最后他吩咐人不要把他的名传开。
But at the very end, he charged them to not disclose of what he has done.
那十七节说，这就要应验以赛亚说，看啊，我的仆人，我所拣选、所亲爱、我所喜悦的啊。然后十九节。
Verse 19.
他不增进，不宣扬，街上也没有人听见他的声音。
Verse 17 to 19. Here it says that it is to fulfill the prophecy from Isaiah the prophet that Lord Jesus will not shout or cry out or make his voice be heard on the streets.
这个圣经里面给我们一个很重要的原则，就是行善不要吹号。
So there is an important principle the Bible lays out for us is that when we do good, we do not proclaim it.
吹号就是引起大家注意，让大家认识。
Because when we proclaim our good works, then everyone will notice us.
所以主耶稣的服事，他治了好多人，但是他一点都没有一个欲望要因为这样出名，让人认识啊。
So it was not in the purpose or intentions of Lord Jesus' heart to heal people so they can become famous.
所以我们在看我们现在人在世界上的服事，现在人在世界上的工作。
We view the work of the people in this world.
有的人你只要给他名，你不需要给他钱，他拼命干，干到死。
Some people are pleased to just be able to have the fame, even if you do not pay them well.
那有的人工作做完之后，一定要在众人面前肯定他。
And some people require the recognition of the public after he has done his good work.
所以下一次你叫他做，他才要做。
And that way, next time you ask him to do something, he'll do it.
这个都是世界上的做事方法。
And this is also the ways of the world.
但是当我们在服侍神，
But today, when we are serving the Lord,
我们的主要是荣耀神。
Our purpose is to glorify God's name.
不是要显扬自己。
It is not to proclaim ourselves.
所以没有人知道，没有人肯定，这个没有关系。
And so when no one notices, no one gives you credit, it is all right.
只要神的名得到荣耀，通过我们的服事让人得到造就，这样就够了。
As long as the name of Christ is glorified through the work that we have done, then this is enough.
那你下次叫我做，我还要做。
And next time when you ask me to do something, I will still do it.
没有人知道，没有关系。
It is fine to be anonymous.
因为我是在服侍神。
Because I know I'm serving God Himself.
所以有时候我们看政治人物在行善。
And so when we look at the political candidates in this world,
那我们就发现那是政治。
We know that that is politics.
因为他希望人知道。
Because everything they do, they want to show off.
所以主耶稣不增进不宣扬，他一个行这么大神迹的一个人，在街上走默默的，人都不认识他，他也没有讲什么话。
So Lord Jesus does not proclaim himself, cry out in the street. So when he's walking quietly in the road, nobody knows him.
这代表他对人的掌声、人的称赞是没有什么欲望的。
You can see how he does not care at all whatsoever about man's praise or man's fame.
但是更重要的。
And most importantly,
主耶稣的安静，就是在代表他内心的一种平静安稳。
The quietness that Lord Jesus exhibits shows the stillness and tranquility that is in his heart.
这个是我们要学习的。
We too need to pursue after this peace in the heart.
一个神同在的人有很多的表现，其中有一个表现就是很平静安稳。
A person who God abides with will have different characteristics. One of the characteristics is that they are very calm and peaceful.
我们现在看马太福音二十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音的二十六章
Matthew chapter 26
六十三节
Verse 63
六十二节
Verse 62
大祭司就站起来对耶稣说你为什么都不回答这些人做见证告你是为什么六十三节
Verse 63
耶稣却不言语大士对他说我指着永生前启示告诉我你是神的儿子耶稣不是这个地方讲人问耶稣话 他都一言不答
Here it records that in verse 62 and 63 that when people were interrogating Lord Jesus, he did not answer or speak any words.
到二十七章，马太二十七章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 27.
十三节。
Verse 13.
比拉多就对他说，他们做见证告你这么多事，你没有听见吗？十四节
Verse 14,
耶稣仍一言不答一句话也不说以致巡抚甚觉的惊讶这里讲好有人告很多主耶稣的话
We can see that many people falsely accuse Lord Jesus
其实这些告的话都不是事实
But all these accusations were false slander
但是圣经说耶稣连一句话也不说
Here it depicts Lord Jesus as answering, not even one word.
连这个巡抚也觉得很惊讶。
Even the governor marveled greatly.
所以为什么你一句话都不讲？
Why does he not even say one word in his self-defense?
为什么耶稣一句话都不讲？
Why is it that Lord Jesus utters not one word?
我们看约翰福音十九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章
John chapter 19
第八节
Verse 8
第九节
Verse 9
又进衙门对耶稣说你是从哪里来耶稣却不回答第十节
Verse 10
比拉多说你不是对我说吗你岂不知道我有权柄释放你也有权柄把你钉十字架吗
Verse 9 and 10
你看主耶稣比拉多就讲得很清楚了
So here Pilate states very clearly
我有权柄
Do you not know I have the authority to release you
我有权柄把你钉十字架为什么我问你你不讲
I have the authority to crucify you Why do you not answer my questions
十一节
Verse 11.
耶稣回答说若不是从上头来的赐给你你就没有权柄办我
Verse 11. Jesus answered you could have no power at all against me unless it had been given to you from above
所以原来主耶稣知道有一个更大的在掌管一切
Because Lord Jesus recognizes that all things are in the hands of a higher power
所以他很清楚他走这条路是神要叫他走的
And he knows clearly that the road he's traversing is the road that God has indicated for him to walk.
就在那个时刻里面，神跟他同在，他知道神在掌管，没有神允许，一根头发也不会掉下来。
In that very moment, he knows that he was allowed to face this type of persecution. If it were not so, he would not have been there.
所以他一句话都不讲。
And therefore,
这是对神绝对的信靠信服。
He needed not to answer anything because this was.Showing his complete trust in God's providence.
所以今天我们在服事的过程当中。
And so today, when we serve the Lord,
有时候这种安静啊，就是代表我们的灵性。
This type of stillness represents our spiritual character.
这个代表我们对神的信靠、信托。
It also represents our complete confidence and trustment in the Lord.
这个没有神同在，做不来的。
Without the abidance of God, it would be impossible to keep such calm demeanor.
我们看摩西当时他从王宫出来。
When Moses departed from the palace.
他要救以色列百姓。
In Egypt to save his people.
他就看到一个埃及人在欺负以色列人，他就把他打死。
When he saw his people being abused by an Egyptian, he became very angry.
那他不是很勇敢吗？
Was he not courageous?
但是后来他发现人知道了。
But then he found out that his explosive anger was found out.
他就很害怕。
Then he became fearful.
他就逃走。
And so he fled.
所以那一种的侍奉是人世间的侍奉。
This type of servitude is a servitude from the flesh, from the world.
第一个，他不了解神要叫他服侍是怎么做。
First of all, he didn't understand the plan of God in his life.
所以他用手去把对方打死。
And so he used his hand to beat the other person to death.
这是血气的。
This is an expression of his fleshly will.
第二个，
And secondly,
他没有神的同在。
He had no abidance from God.
所以他一看听到人知道，因为没神同在，他就怕了，就走了。
And so as soon as he found out that people had discovered his deed, he was very fearful and he ran.
但是经过了四十年。
But after 40 years.
现在摩西开始在服侍，真正的服侍。
And now Moses started serving the Lord again.
我们看出埃及记十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 14.
出埃及记十四章。
Exodus 14.
第十节
Verse 10
法老将近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向神哀求。
Verse 10
这里讲啊，以色列人看见埃及人追来，他们在红海旁边非常怕，就向神哀求。
Here records that the children of Israel lifted their eyes and saw Pharaoh and his armies drew near, so they were very much afraid.
前面有红海，后面有追兵。
They were enclosed by the Red Sea in the front and by the Egyptian army behind them.
在他们觉得自己现在我们死定了，所以怕。
They thought they were dead.
但是摩西经过四十年的训练。
But Moses had been trained for 40 years.
他很安静。
He was very quiet.
十三节。
Verse 13.
摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，只管站住，看神今天向你所要行的救恩。
Do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today.
十四节。
Verse 14.
神必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace.
所以第一个，摩西很清楚这一条路是神要叫他走的。
And so Moses is very clear that this is the path that he ought to take.
摩西很清楚神跟他同在。
Moses was very clear that God was abiding with him.
所以他看到红海，他看到埃及的追兵，他不怕。
And so he was not flustered by the Red Sea in front of him and the army behind him.
他很安静。
He was very calm and cool.
所以今天我们在服侍神的过程，如果我们一直在发怨言，这个可能是第一个，我们对神的旨意不了解；第二个，我们没有神的同在。
And so today, if in the ministry of serving God, we have constantly many complaints, then perhaps we are not following God's will.
如果我们清楚神要我们做什么，而且我们很清楚神与我们同在，什么都不怕。
If we are very clear about God's direction for our life and what we should be doing, as well as His abidance, then we will not complain.
所以主耶稣在世界上不争竞也不喧嚷。
And so Lord Jesus, do not dispute, cry out, or make His voice be heard on the street.
非常安静。
He was very calm.
因为神跟他同在。
Because God was with him.
他很清楚知道神要叫他做什么。
He clearly understood God's purpose for his life.
我们再回来看以赛亚书的四十二章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah 42.
以赛亚书的四十二章。
Isaiah 42.
第三节。
Verse 3.
压伤的芦苇, 它不折断, 将成了丹火, 它不吹灭, 它凭真实将公理传开, 第四节,
Verse 4.
它不灰心, 也不上胆, 直到它在地极设立的公义, 海岛都等候, 它的训诲。
Verse 3, a bruised reed he will not break, a smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and a coastland shall wait for his law.
我们在服事当然是服事神。
Today, when we serve God, we are serving God himself.
那我们来教会神在哪里? 看不到啊。
Even though when we come to church, we may not see him literally with our eyes.
那什么叫服事神?
So when we're serving God, what does that mean?
主耶稣托付我们两个工作。
God has entrusted us with two missions.
第一个, 往外传福音。
Firstly, to preach this 第二个, gospel abroad.
牧养神的羊。
Secondly, to pastor his sheep.
所以服事都是直接间接的在支持这两个工作。
And so when we are serving, it will be directly related to either pastoring or preaching.
那不论是宣道或者牧养, 到最后是人。
And so at the very end result of all of these tasks, preaching or pastoring, the end result is the people.
不错,我们是在服事神,但是你到最后还是接触人,去传福音。
Though we are serving God, we are relating to people.
不错,我们在服事神,但是最后你还是帮忙教会的牧会工作,在接触人。
Even though we are serving God, we are interacting with others in the church.
那既然服事神,到最后就是服事人,那这个我们的心态就很重要。
And so if the servitude to God results in servitude to others, then it is very important how the condition of a heart is.
所以第三节说, 压伤的芦苇它不折断, 将成的丹火, 它不吹灭。
That's why it says in verse 3, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench.
这个压伤的芦苇, 将成的灯火, 就是比较软弱的, 值得同情, 值得怜悯的人。
When it says bruised reed and smoking flax, these are the more weak and failing type of people.
我们知道在这个社会非常的竞争。
We know that in the society, it is one of great competition.
强者得胜, 弱者就败落。
Those who are strong succeed, but the weak are trampled.
所以有的人来教会里面是要寻找他同一个阶层的人。
And so when people come to church, they look for people that are in their so-called status level.
这样是没有办法服侍神的。
But then this is not the correct way to serve God.
我们来教会不是要寻找我们在社会上同样一群人。
We should not be searching for people that are similar with us in our upbringing or our societal status.
社会跟教会不一样。
The society is very different from the church.
我们在教会里面要学习主耶稣。
In a church, we must learn and imitate Christ.
怎么学习?
How do we imitate Christ?
往下降。
We must lower ourselves.
降到什么程度?
How far should we lower ourselves?
降到成为仆人。
We must lower ourselves to the servant.
从天上降为人。
From heaven, he came as a man.
从人, 他不是降为人上人当皇帝, 他是降为木匠家里边一个人。
Lord Jesus came into man, but not to be a king of kings, but rather to be the son of a poor carpenter.
所以其实他是神, 但是他成为人的时候, 他就把自己当作最卑微的人, 这样在, 传福音, 这样在帮助人。
Though he was God from the heavenly realms, he took on the form of servant, the lowest of human beings.
这个叫做牺牲。
And this is called sacrifice.
但是这个叫做服事。
And this is called servitude.
那当我们往下降的时候, 我们就看到压伤的芦苇, 你会同情他。
As we debase ourselves, we will start noticing the bruised reed.
江残的灯火, 已经快灭掉了, 我们会同情他。
The smoking flax, and we will be touched with compassion, pity for them.
所以怜悯是服事很重要的一个条件。
And so compassion is an integral virtue that we must have if we are to serve God.
我们看马可福音第六章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
34节
Verse 34
耶稣出来看见了许多人怜悯他们因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般于是开口教训他们许多的道理
Verse 34 And Jesus when he came out saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep without shepherd
所以主耶稣 怜悯众人。
Here it records that Jesus was moved with compassion.
开始传道理给他们。
And he started to teach them many things.
那众人包括谁？
And who are these people?
包括患十二年血漏的妇人。
His great multitude included the one who had been suffering from bleeding for 12 years.
包括一个犯奸淫的人要用石头把他打死的一个妇人。
And included the woman who was caught in an act of adultery who was ready to be stoned by others.
包括在路旁呼喊主啊可怜我那一个瞎眼。
And included that blind beggar who cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
包括一个家里面死的人。
And included the one who died in the house, the man Lord Lazarus.
怜悯他们。
But Lord Jesus had pity on them all.
通过他的服事，主耶稣救了他们。
And through his servitude, he was able to save them all.
所以主耶稣的服事。
And so Lord Jesus' servitude.
压伤的芦苇，他不折断；江山的灯火，他不吹灭。
The smoldering wick, he would not snuff out. The bruised reed, he would not break.
我们看以赛亚书四十二章。
Turning back to Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书的四十二章。
Isaiah 42.
六节。
Verse 5.
创造诸天，铺张穹苍，将地干所有一并铺开，赐气息给众人，又再赐灵性给其上的神。主如此说。
Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and a spirit to those who walk on it.
这里在提到我们所服事的神。
Here it talks about the God whom we serve.
他是创造诸天，铺张穹苍。
He is the one who created the heavens and stretched them out.
他是赐气息给地上的人。
He is the one who gives breath to the people on it.
所以我们有机会来服事他，这是极大的恩典。
And so it is a great blessing and honor for us to be able to serve such a mighty and great God.
说你要做众人的中保，做外邦人的光。
Verse 6, it says, you will be covenant to the people, light to the Gentiles.
英文叫 covenant, 你要做众人的约，通过主耶稣跟人立约，让他们得救得恩典。
Through Lord Jesus Christ, we can introduce people to make a covenant with God and return to God.
所以有一首赞美诗叫做 Channel of Blessing。
That's why there's a hymn that's called a channel of blessing.
从一端，他跟神连在一起。
And you are that channel to bring the blessing of God onto others.
但是另外一端跟人连在一起。
And on the other hand, to bring people through this channel to God.
但是通过这个器皿，把神的救恩带给人。
Through this humble vessel, you're able to bring the salvation of God to people.
这个是主耶稣的工作，也是我们服事神的工作。
This is the task or mission of Christ. It is also our personal mission.
做外邦人的光。
To become a light to the Gentiles.
通过主耶稣看到福音的光。
Through Jesus Christ, we can recognize this gospel light.
让他们来追求这个光，活在光明里面。
So that they can too pursue after this light and live in the light.
所以今天我们要学习的对象就是主耶稣的受苦。
So today we must learn about the suffering servant.
让我们生活有价值，有意义。
So we can make our lives more meaningful and precious in the sight of God.
唱诗。
Please sing hymn.
368首。
368。
教会这个新建的工程差不多结束了。
Well, the new phase construction has almost been completed in the Irvine Church.
以后我们是南加州可以说设备最好的一个教会。
We can say that this is the best facility in Southern California.
这是神的恩典。
Out of all the churches, this is the blessing of God.
但也因为这样子我们服事的机会会更多。
Because of this, our opportunity for service will increase.
所以让我们能够预备自己有更好的灵性来这个神赐给我们美好的设备里面来服侍神。
So we must prepare ourselves to have better spiritual virtues that we may be ready to serve him.
也求神悦纳我们的侍奉。
May the Lord be glad of our servitude.
将更多的恩典赐福给俄湾教会。
So that he can pour his blessings upon the Irvine Church.
使我们有更多的资源来侍奉神。
So that we can have more members to serve the Lord.
那整个教会对神充满着感谢。
That every member can be full of praises to God.
让这个成为我们努力的目标。
So that we can work toward this goal.
我们最后要来祷告。
We are now going to pray.
我们有一个按手的祈祷如果你需要代祷需要接受按手 哦，要求圣灵的，求恩典的，请我们都到前面。
Encourage everyone to come forward to receive the laying of hands.
啊，让我们请教会的长子传道来帮助我们按手。
We ask the ministers to help lay.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.